Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to
make it's like you read my mind. It's just...
Morning, I swear. I wish somebody would tell me. Oh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds for wilding.
I'm wilding over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
I'm wilding. Oh, I'm out of control. Oh, my God. Speaking of wilding, I started the morning show yesterday.
Oh.
And as I suspected, I started it while John was in the kitchen puttering around. He's like, oh, I'm going to watch that with you. Can you watch something else? Find another
question. So he started to like it or started to pay attention and then started I may need to see that.
Yeah. You know how on your TV, I don't know about you guys' house, but my house, we have, you know, there's three different inputs for different, like Apple TVs on its own input and everything mm-hmm. else, you know. So I'm like, hey, can you help me work the TV and show me how to use that. That Apple TV remote is hard too. I'm like, I can't. Wow. I don't
try
know.
Try keeping it when you got a 2-year-old in the house.
No, that thing disappears. It's the size of a stick of gum.
Yep, uh-huh. It disappears every time. I've got the app on my phone now.
Oh, that's right.
Great. Yeah.
That's right.
So that I can use it without having to search for 15 minutes under every couch cushion. That kid gets her hands on it, and you can kiss it goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that thing is...
we won't see it for weeks.
It's so tiny, and even mm-hmm. if your kid doesn't find it, it has slipped down just between the cracks, or it's hidden in the blanket you're using. So he sets it up. He's like, oh, why? What are you going to watch? I'm like, oh, the morning show. You know, Vinny's been telling me about it, you know, that I would like it, because even though it's a TV thing, it's a morning show, and...
No, there are some parallels to our careers in a way that are that you will notice, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you know will like it for that reason. I think you'll like it because it's Jen Aniston's best work.
Oh, she's great in it. She's great. I love her eyes so much.
What episode did you get to?
So we watched. So then he made me stop it after about 15 minutes because he had to. He's like, yeah, no, I'll definitely watch that. So we watched, I think we watched like 1.5 because I, you know, 7:30. It's just so late. I have to go to bed. So we watched part of the second episode. Let me tell you how far I got. Let's see. The Bradley Jackson, the Reese Witherspoon character, has just sat down for an interview inside the, like she already had the, is it Billy Crudup? Is that the guy who plays?
The executive.
The executive. So she talked to him. I think that's the end of the first episode. And then she goes and meets with the chip guy, Charlie Black, I think his name is.
Uh-huh.
So they're just sitting down. I was like, that's like, I gotta go to bed. But speaking of wilding, like she goes crazy. Like one of the first scenes is this reporter played by Reese Witherspoon. Her cameraman gets shoved at a protest and she goes off on the guy who does it. And meanwhile, everyone's filming her and that goes viral and that's how she becomes involved in the story. But she's like, I'm exhausted! Like, she's flipping the F out and it's great. I mean, what a great piece of acting it is, actually. It's a little... At first, you're just like, okay, so she's so smart and she's asking him all these questions about it. It's like, okay. But then by the end, she's really losing her mind. And you're thinking, that had to be kind of a fun show.
Well, you know what? In relation to that, I do find myself feeling similar. I don't feel like I need to lose my mind and scream, but on any side, there's always another side. And
yes.
And when you talk to someone, even let's say someone like-minded, maybe you talk to a Democrat or whatever, you know you can poke holes in their story, and you know that story has another side to it.
Right.
And yet everyone just wants to hear their side.
Yes.
So I'll watch MSNBC, so they tell me everything I believe is absolutely correct and righteous, and I can go back out into the world with all my ideas.
Yes.
Or someone else's ideas that I believe.
On both right. sides.
So there's no doubt that it can be, as she's screaming, I'm exhausted. There's no doubt. You just find yourself going, yeah. People don't always know the answers to every question involving their sort of platform or stance. And that guy doesn't. And it being asked, he's like, no, I don't know that.
Right.
Nope.
Nope, I don't know any of that stuff.
Right. So
he's not a worthy opponent for her.
Well,
she loses her mind.
And I don't, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, that's one of those things where if you start breaking down the jobs or the money spent or this or the.
Right.
You can't. Most people don't.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, the way she's spitting. So, I mean, I think the first question was, tell me 5 facts about Poland. Like, I'm like, what does that have to do with the coal mining? Maybe I misunderstood her, and she said, tell me 5 facts about coal mining.
Yeah, but I think that was it. But I don't, it doesn't matter. She was losing her mind. That was the point.
Right.
She lost her flipping, you know what.
She passed the 4 or 5 seconds from and got right to the wilding.
But what you get from that video introduces a character, and that is her through the whole.
Oh, boy. Oh, she's wild.
No. I don't mean that she loses it. I just mean it's clear that she's someone who
has some passion.
Is not calm.
Wants justice.
Cool and collected. She's definitely. She loses it in other ways, too. The bar being one of them, which you haven't gotten to.
But. Oh, boy. Oh, no. See, here's the thing I don't like about shows like this. I can tell I'm going to be Elva clumped. Well, don't do that. No, take that back. There were some spots where I was just like, oh, God. Oh, no. Don't go to his house. What are you doing? Why are you hugging him? What's going to happen next? Get out of there. You need to leave. Go back through the woods. Don't do it. You've banged him twice. What?
You know, I don't know this Billy Crudup kid, but he's excellent in this show. We're talking about a show on Apple TV called The Morning Show. It's with Jenna Aniston. This Billy Crudup kid, I don't know him, but he's good.
Right.
He's pretty good, too. So, and frankly, so Reese and Jen Aniston are also the producers on this show. Someone wrote in and said that the second season's already begun shooting.
Oh.
Now, that's from a texter, so I don't know if that's true, and I don't know how they're doing that because...
Oh, don't say it. Don't tell me anymore.
No. There's what do you mean? Don't tell you about COVID.
COVID's... Oh, I thought you were gonna say like it ended where you couldn't.
Season. Somehow we've had some scene stealing news stories, but COVID continues to be the number one news, or should be.
Yes.
The number one news story got running.
Well, there are things in production. They just have to. You follow the rule. I mean, listen, we all heard Tom Cruise go off. You do not violate any of
right.
these. I'm not getting shut down. I need to work. And you
right.
need to work, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not wrong in that. He's there providing a place where these people can make some money because a lot of people aren't making any money right now.
So the story in this, the story we're talking about or the story in this television show is whether they want to admit it or not, it's the Matt Lauer story.
I mean, absolutely.
It starts as that anyway, and maybe they move off it, but there's no doubt we're talking about workplace sexual intimidation, among other things. And it does create, not only does it bring up some great, like I have 2 daughters.
Yeah.
There's some subject matter that comes up here where I'm like, these are conversations that need to be had. And hopefully through the Me Too movement, which is a big part of the, you know, sort of the underlying story
yes.
line here, is that you can call people out now. You don't have to be silent. You can call them out, and your HR department's gonna smother you know what
hard,
that guy.
Strike fast.
Right. So.
Well, they've dropped some hints, like the Billy Crudup character is talking to the other exec guy, and he says, it's not like we knew anything about this. And they sort of lean on that.
Right.
And the guy, the gray-haired guy's all, yeah, no, we didn't know a thing. And then there's, is it the weather guy?
Yeah.
Who's played by the Will from Will and Grace? Isn't that who is that guy? He's totally familiar.
I don't know who he is.
You're
right.
Looking it up, but it's not from Will and Grace.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
What's that guy been on? Anyway,
he has eyeliner on.
Is it tattooed under there?
I don't know, but he has, if it's not eyeliner,
striking.
He was born with natural eyeliner. Like, what a...
His name's Nestor Carbonell. He's from...
Nestor.
Yeah. He was in Lost, in The Dark Knight, and Bates Motel.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's a totally recognizable guy. I can't even picture the guy now from Will and Grace.
But he plays Yanko. That's the weatherman, right?
Yanko's the weatherman? Yeah. Yanko?
Yeah, because I always thought that the name was weird, funny.
Oh. Hey, Yanko.
He's super likable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's super likable, and
Is he really in a relationship with that girl? Like, they're together? The 20-year younger PA?
You don't just watch. You don't need to know.
All right. Okay. All right.
But the bottom line is, it's a good show. I'm glad you turned it on. I was actually wondered if I'd get a text from you that was like, I'm six episodes deep or something like that. Because you could easily just.
I would have been. If John hadn't stopped me, because listen, I'm all in on it. It's you know, for totally different reasons. But I too had somebody fall off a show that I was like, hold on, we built this. What's happening?
You will absolutely have, there'll be parallels there where you're like, I lived that.
Yeah.
You'll be mad at me. You'll come back and
I'm not going to be mad at you. I got over my madness of a long time ago.
But some of the scenes that Jen Aniston's going through where she's like, I've been left alone here. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you really feel, A, you feel it, and B, I'm like, oh, crunch.
Yeah.
Crunch. That's you.
That feeling of...
That's you.
How am I going to put this back together? How can I make this...
How can you keep the train on the tracks?
How can I keep this train on the tracks? Luckily, though, I mean, she's going through negotiations right now, at least at the very beginning of the show, and we had just... Finished, I think. They actually thought maybe you were trying some negotiation tactics. You wound up getting us all more money. So thanks.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that happened. I never signed that deal, so I
know
I never
you
saw
didn't.
Any of that.
I know. I was like, sign it.
No, I know. My our boss at the time was very much like, listen, it's on my desk. I'm looking at it now. I'm waiting for you to get your together. It's here. You can have it. And this was down the road even a ways he was like, it's still right here. Mm-hmm. You can have it. Just get it together. And I actually at that point went, I can't be trusted. I actually said that to him. I was like, I don't trust myself. I don't know why, but I'm not going to hurt you guys like that. There's no way I would try to. I can't keep. Luckily, I had the foresight to see at this point, like, maybe it's salvageable down the road, but if I keep screwing everyone over, it'll never come back.
Right. It'll be scorched earth. Right.
Right. So, anyway.
Go take some me time.
You will see that for sure in that show. Some things where you go, oh,
yeah,
I mean,
it's funny because, honestly, I was talking to John about this afterwards. I'm like, you know what? I might be the luckiest person in the world. Like, I do a radio show, not a TV show. When she is exhausted at the end of this hideous day, and there's a team of people at her house with like handouts as they go through the 5-tier thing about as they're trying to negotiate her new contract, I'm like, and these people are at her house? Like, and all she wants to do is just get drunk and fall into bed and cry herself to sleep, I guess. And there's this group of people. I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not in TV. And also, if you ruin your life and fall off the show, you can like go over to the end of the broadcast area, more or less. I mean, less these days because of radio.com and streaming and everything. but you can go be anonymous somewhere else. These people are, they got to go to Germany or Korea and live there, because there's like the Matt Lauer character that the Steve Carell plays, who's Me Too'd himself right out of a gig. There is no place he can go. Like,
it's, right. Well,
there are parallels, but their parallels are far worse than ours.
You're not quite there yet, but there's a lot of false hope there.
Oh,
like that this can be put. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not the face of this. This is, you know, he's really like adamant that this has landed on him for all the wrong reasons. It's not him.
Ooh.
He's a trip.
Well, and I haven't even heard from any of the girls that brought this against him yet. So anyway, oh my God.
We talked
the whole break about this show. So it's called The Morning Show. It's on Apple TV. And so far, I like it very much, but I'm not far into it. And you've finished it. Nicole, sounds like you finished it too.
Yeah, I finished it because it was that show and the Dickinson show I told you about. Those two were like the first ones on Apple TV. And I was like, yeah, I'll go for it. So I finished it like a year ago, I think.
Yeah, they're old. They're not new.
Yeah, so.
The Dickinson show. So John left and I went, I'll watch the Dickinson show. That's a piece of poo. I can't. I'm not.
For everybody
to say that, like, really, truly, I will watch anything. And, you know, they're in period costumes and they're.
But they talk modernly.
But the kid's like, totally. Oh, I dig you so much. You know, oh, my God. They're just, it's so dumb. Like, so dumb.
Boy, they missed their target, because I would think you'd be all.
Yeah,
I would be all over it. But maybe I needed to get further into it. I like the scene where she makes out with the other girl. I was like, oh, that's a cool
twist. I think they're trying to be too, like, metaphorical with it.
I don't know what the hell they're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, you're smarter than me. Metaphorical. Okay. That's what they're trying to do.
Like, yeah, because then Wiz Khalifa plays Death, and then I'm like, what? And they try to
You meet Death. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they try to wrap her poems into each episode. I'm like, this.
Yes.
What's going on? Okay. You really have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. I decided, you know, I just made a snap, and then I started watching some other English thing.
Oh, what's that?
It's called All Creatures Great and Small, which I actually watched in 1978 when it came out.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I decided to watch that again. It popped up. I went, oh, I love that show.
So you powered through some TV yesterday. Good for
you. I watched a little TV, yeah. Well, but I also, you know, it was beautiful yesterday. I spent a lot of time outside. The cats need babysitting. Make sure they don't climb the trees. And we've been putting up this cat tree climbing deterrent.
No, you told us all about it.
Yeah, well, we got it up on a couple of the trees, and so now it's just a matter of going all the way around the yard. Keep those damn things in. God.
Pets,
anyway,
they're the best.
Yeah. So what did you do yesterday?
Well, since my mom is here, this is the first help we've had in a long time. I hate to say, me and my wife went our separate ways, but both bolted. Ran for it. Like, I went surfing and had the best afternoon. I take that back. I finished. I went upstairs and laid down for 30 minutes, which never gets to happen since this happened. Since we've been locked inside, I'm either on kid duty or I have to run and squeeze in my exercise. There's no rest.
Right.
So yesterday I went and climbed on my little bed and was like, I'm going to take 30 and then I'm going to go meet my buddy and we're going to have some surf this afternoon.
Oh.
And it was just a great day. It was so fun. I got home around 3 or 4 and was like, life is so good.
When
there's
I
my
have,
kid, I'm like,
when
I
have
love that
daycare.
Kid. I walked right past her and was like, God, you're awesome. I like you so much more when I don't have to watch you all day.
Yeah. When I'm not in charge of you.
Yep.
And how's mom? She cooked dinner last night?
Nona got her very important kid time, and she's loving it, and it's all good, yeah.
Oh,
and Christina went and got a run and did her work, and we are going to take full joy in our help and our visit from Nona.
How long is she staying?
I think 2 weeks. Oh. I don't know. I got to take her back too, which I'm not looking forward to.
Well, you know, to tell her, I can't take you till next week. And then that way, actually, I can't really do it.
Christina goes, I hope it's raining the day you've planned to take her home and she has to stay another week. And I'm okay, well, we're only one day into this, but all right, you know, so we're already planning to sabotage her trip home.
Good. Hey, listen, you got a bedroom for her. She'd be perfectly comfortable. Her dog's there. What's the big deal? Stay. Yeah, where do you think you're going, lady?
You know,
and go make dinner while you're at it.
You'd think that for her, since she's home alone, that it but I would want to go home too.
Of course.
You do your little visit, and then you're like, I want out of this loony bin.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you just submerge yourself in, you're just covered in children. And then as the grandma, you can go, all right, we're going home.
She's learning all the baby's little moves. So last night, I'm getting ready for bed, and I have said to you guys, I said to everyone, look, baths and this laundry pile that's been put on the bed have to be dealt with, everybody. So the missus starts her pile, and the baby and my mom go into the bath, and I can hear my mom going, this is what I said. I said, you got to go pee before you get in the bath to the little one, to the 2-year-old. And my mom goes, okay, let me get her diaper off. Do you have poop in here? And the baby goes, no. My mom goes and pulls the diaper off, and crap falls everywhere. And I'm like, you can't listen to her. Are you nuts? She's 2. She'll say no, she doesn't have poop. Even if you can smell it and see it, she'll deny that.
There's no poop.
Nope. I don't have poop. So there's 1 foot from the actual toilet where the poop belongs is a pile of poop. And I'm just like, oh, God.
I'm going to bed.
No.
You guys have a good time.
I jumped in and cleaned it up for her. But I said to my mom, let this be. She will not tell you.
Yeah.
Don't ask her.
You need to check. You need to pull out the back and take a sniff. You don't even have to look.
For the rest of you out there, well, I don't know what you were doing at 7:45 last night, but I was cleaning human poop off, I don't know, a foot from the toilet.
Oh, boy. Yay. Right where it doesn't belong. Close, though, but no cigar.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.